Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a regular listener of this show, you've probably heard us discuss over the past several years the nursing shortage in our state and the steps being taken to alleviate that situation. One of those action plans is now a reality, as a new 52,000 square foot nursing training facility just opened in Lexington County. Jeanette Andrews is the Helen Gurley Wolford Professor of Nursing and the Dean of the College of Nursing at the University of South Carolina, and we have her on the phone. Jeanette, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Mike, for having me today.
Now, first of all, tell us about your college.
Our College of Nursing is one of the most premier colleges of nursing across the country. We now enroll over 2,200 nursing students in both undergraduate and graduate programs, ranging from a Bachelor of Science in Nursing to a Master's in Science of Nursing to a Doctor of Nursing Practice or PhD in Nursing Science. We have a tremendous faculty and staff, and besides our teaching mission, we have a robust research mission focused on health equity research and improving conditions and health of people around the state and the country with chronic conditions, with cancer, and maternal child health are our focal areas.
All right, now let's talk about this expansion, this new facility.
It's exciting to double our footprint, essentially. This new 52,000 square foot building that we've just moved into is a state-of-the-art facility that will house our junior and senior BSN students and our master's entry into practice nursing students, which are pre-licensure programs. And so by this new facility, we're able to expand that workforce for net new nurses across the state. But it's transformative as well as that our Columbia campus, we're able to now expand our graduate programs and our research. So it's really transformative for us in so many ways.
Talk a little bit about the nursing shortage. Where are we at currently?
Well, I think we're making a dent in the shortage with us and several other programs increasing our supply. And by working with partners and working together, such as the Lexington Medical Center and others, we've been able to increase our supply gradually over the last few years. I think probably 3 or 4 years ago, we were projected to have the fourth highest shortage in the nation. And I think now we're down to 10th. So we're making progress, although we still have a big issue to address.
Well, you know, labor shortages are all over the board. And one of the things that's happening as a result is that wages are going up to try to bring people into these shortage areas. Is this the same case with nursing?
Yes, wages have gone up post-COVID. And also, I think our leadership teams who employ nurses are working on climate areas, such as having adequate staffing for nurses on each shift and improving the staffing and the overall climate and the work environment for nurses. I think that that's a big push to improve that. We certainly highlighted some of those barriers during COVID when we were really short of nurses and nurses were frustrated from not having enough staff on board on a given shift to take care of patients, which is what our job is to do. And so I think our health systems are working together to improve the working conditions. And I think once we do that, as well as compensate them at a fair rate, it is helping the shortage.
And now with increased construction of hospitals and other healthcare facilities due to the elimination of the certificate of need that used to be required, is that going to provide more opportunities or create more shortages, more needs?
Well, I think it could be both. You know, only about 60% of registered nurses work in hospital settings today. 40% work in ambulatory care services, private offices, and home health, hospice, and other avenues of nursing. So I believe that there are opportunities for nurses to work in a variety of fields in a variety of areas. And the new opportunities will continue to allow us to expand and grow.
And what is the area most in demand for nurses right now? And I'm just going to guess that with the aging population, maybe geriatric nursing?
Geriatric nursing is in high demand. Our medical surgical units on the hospital units are in high demand. This is a very physical labor intensive work there. Some of our ICUs and emergency departments are also in high demand.
Well, Jeanette, congratulations on this new facility, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Jeanette Andrews is the Helen Gurley Wolford Professor of Nursing and the Dean of the College of Nursing at the University of South Carolina. We will have a link to the college posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.